And we've talked about it before, and I'm guilty of doing this myself. If I get a cough or if I get a rash or an itch, the first thing I do is I go to Dr. Google. Well, very wary of people like me doing things like that. They've launched their new health cards developed with doctors and medical agencies such as the Mayo Clinic to give details of more than 900 conditions, ranging a whole load of complaints. Google Health Cards program manager said the project was created to address a growing number of medical questions fired at its search engine, which is leading me to my next question from Hunter New England Health, Dr. Kat Taylor. Kat, good morning. Do you find a lot of people come up to you and go, Kat, look, I've got this problem and Google said it's X?
Good morning, Todd. Yes, that's quite a common thing.
And the worst part about it is the last couple of lines are always life-threatening. You could stub your toe and the bottom couple of lines are life-threatening. So we're talking...
Well, that's right, and I've heard the term coined cyberchondria, which I think is quite a good one.
It must drive you crazy, but we're not going to do that today because I'm coming to the expert source and we're talking about Ross River fever. It's the time of the year the mozzies are out and about and loving it. And for so many years you think about mosquito bites and think, oh my goodness, I'm going to get a dose of malaria. But really, it is Ross River fever and it's very, very nasty. What is it and how does it affect people?
Yeah, thanks, Todd. Look, fortunately, we don't have malaria in Australia. We don't have the mozzies that can carry it. But what we do have are some mosquito-borne viruses, which include Ross River virus. So it's a virus that's carried by the bite of infected mosquitoes, and some other nasties as well, like Balmer Forest virus and Murray Valley encephalitis virus, which are rarer than Ross River but can cause serious complications.
And can it be just one sting from a mozzie and you've got it, or do you need a multiple attack?
Yeah, no, unfortunately, just a single bite from an infected mozzie and you can be infected with these viruses.
So what does it do to you?
Yeah, so in terms of Ross River, which is the most common one, it typically manifests as a flu-like illness, so, you know, fever, chills, headaches, aches and pains. Then some people can also get quite bad joint pain in their joints and stiffness, particularly in the mornings. Sometimes a faint rash as well, and that general feeling of just feeling really crook, unwell and tired. And usually those symptoms will happen about a week after being bitten by the responsible mozzie.
I had a
Fortunately,
friend...
most people... Oh, sorry, go on.
No, you're right. I had a friend who thought they had glandular fever until they went to the doctor and because they were sluggish and that was diagnosed as Ross River.
Yeah, it can be quite non-specific in the early stages. And the majority of people will recover completely in a few weeks, but unfortunately there's a small percentage of people that go on to have quite long-term symptoms such as joint pain and prolonged tiredness. So it's not something to be trifled with, I guess.
Does it ever totally ever leave your system? You know, you might be over the symptoms or the results of it, but is it always kind of hovering in the background?
Look, it is something that most people will spontaneously recover from, but it is something that people can have multiple episodes of, and as I said, there is a subset of people that will go on to have chronic symptoms.
So how do we treat it? More importantly, how do you treat it?
Well, unfortunately, the old adage, prevention is better than cure, holds in this case because, unfortunately, there is no specific treatment available for Ross River. And we also don't have a vaccine at this point in time for Ross River virus. So really, the best defence is just to avoid being bitten by mosquitoes.
How many patients do you see? Is it a fairly widespread attack?
Yeah, look, it's something that has been on the rise recently. In fact, in New South Wales, it's been the highest season this year since about 1999. And there's a lot of complex factors that drive that in terms of climate and tides and, you know, just, you know, general events like that. In Hunter, we've been seeing high numbers as well. Most of the mosquito activity has been happening sort of in the southwest of the state, inland in, you know, Wagga, Griffith, but certainly in the Hunter, we've had record numbers of notifications this year. So, for example, we've had 40 cases notified to us at the health department this year, compared with 8 at the same time last year.
As you said, prevention is better than cure. Is the only thing you can do just to make sure you wear a mozzie repellent?
Well, yeah, look, I mean, there's a number of strategies and they're simple steps that you can take. I like to just think about the 4 Ds, which are drain, dusk, dress and DEET. So I'll just quickly go through those. So drain, you know, try and empty the breeding spaces around your house. So mozzies love breeding in small containers of stagnant water. So upturn all of those containers, watering cans, etc. In terms of dusk, that's really just about avoiding being outside unprotected, particularly during those mozzie activity periods, which are dawn and dusk. Dress, so if you are outside, cover up as much as possible wearing, you know, your light-coloured, loose-fitting clothing so that they can't bite through, and covered footwear. And then your best defence really is to wear an effective mosquito repellent. And there's lots of products out there that, you know, claim to be effective. So really read the label and make sure it's got an active ingredient such as diethyl toluamine, which is also known as DEET, or picaridin.
Are they around all year? We tend to think about mosquito seasons around this time of the year, but can you potentially get Ross River at any stage, any day, any month of the year?
Well, you can. I mean, there are certainly higher periods of mosquito and virus activity, and we do keep tabs on how things are going with various means of surveillance. So we monitor mosquito numbers. We also trap mosquitoes and look at, you know, what kind of virus they're carrying. So there are a number of systems in place to monitor when the peak seasons are. But you can get it any time, and now is really quite a peak season. So people really should try to avoid being bitten by mosquitoes.
Kat, valuable information. Thank you for your time this morning. And you've got the D's, but throw a T in. Don't go to Todd's place, because I got a gazillion of them in my backyard and they just seem to love me right about now. I've heard that if you drink vodka and tonic, the mozzies will stay away from you. Is that true? Because I'm considering increasing my afternoon 4 o'clocksies.
Oh, look, I think that's anecdotal. I mean, you know, previously the quinine in tonic water, you know, was considered to have a bit of a repellent effect. But, look, the easiest way is just to wear a repellent containing DEET.
All right, OK. I'll do it just because you told me to. Have a great day.
Thanks, Todd. You too.
Dr. Catherine Taylor from Hunter New England Health.